Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish, and I am thrilled to have Hillary DeFeasa with us today. She is an award-winning business expert, international best-selling author, host of the Relaunch podcast, and the Relaunch on Voice America Talk Show Network. Hillary has developed the Relaunch philosophy over two decades of research, study, and accreditation with world-leading experts, industry leaders, CEOs, and solopreneurs. And she has been featured on ABC's hit TV series, Secret Millionaire. Hillary has just released her new bestseller, Relaunch, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life, available on Amazon. Hillary, welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Jean Marie, it is so nice to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, Hillary, tell us a little bit about your background and how did you come to your passion and purpose?
That is such a good question. I think that so many people right now are trying to figure out about how do you actually get to your passion and your purpose and trying to find it when it seems to be so elusive. And so my journey really started in the corporate world for almost 10 years at Oracle, high-tech, Silicon Valley, and then it moved into how can I help? At that time, I laughed because I've been doing corporate as well as entrepreneurial coaching for over 20 years. At that point, it was called consulting, not coaching as it is known today, but it allowed me to have hundreds, if not thousands, of experiences with women in the and men in the business world that were trying to figure out how to find their purpose. How do they have success and have it be impactful and meaningful so that when you hit those amazing goals like selling your company or hitting revenue goals consistently or having great relationships, not just within a marriage partnership, new relationship, but also that amazing relationship with yourself. How do you actually make all that work? Because for so many of us, I know for me, with the amount of things that were coming at me, transitions to transformations was not exactly happening. So at this point, I have to say the relaunch idea came from my own struggles of relaunching through major calamities, major catastrophes, major deaths in the family. I had health issues. I had melanoma. And then my clients' journeys too. I realized that there needed to be some type of baseline around how to make a relaunch into something that you could be proud of, that you could have a transition to transformation.
Yes, well, Hillary, that is quite interesting, and it's amazing how our lives take us on such interesting paths. And for you, throughout the phases of your personal and professional life, and as a very successful entrepreneur and neuropsychology coach, using your skills and talents to help others break through and make these transformational changes in their lives, Hillary, that's absolutely wonderful.
Well, I think what's happened these days, and Jean Marie, if I were to ask you, you think about the three different types of relaunches that are happening. This is the first time that it's hitting on global scale with the war, with the pandemic, with financial crisis. It's hitting on the business scale, which is companies are trying to figure out their next identity. They're figuring out how are they going to survive in these unknown times. They're trying to figure out the hybrid model of people wanting to work from home, working in the office, as well as personal relaunches where relationships are being challenged. I mentioned the relationship with yourself. So many people right now are saying, you know what? I'm not in a good place. How do I do that? So if I were to ask you, are you being impacted by global business and personal relaunches, all three? Or are you feeling like this is the world these days, right? You said yes. You said, yeah, all three. And that's where this changes the game. This is where today's reality is very different. I often hear, oh, Hillary, this is the new norm. And I have to say, you know what? It's not the new norm. This is the new different. Mm. And in order to move forward with this new different, you have to think differently now. You have to have a different mindset. You have to have a different foundation to have success. And that's what I believe in the book we really talk about, which is the 3HQ framework. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, it was all about IQ, your intelligence, your problem solving. Then in the 90s, it became EQ, your emotional quotient. How empathetic are you? And today, it's about HQ, and more importantly, 3HQ, leaning and getting out of your head into your heart so that you can tap into that higher self, that best version of you, which has been so elusive. So 3HQ is head, heart, higher self, and let's get that to be a cultural event within yourself, your business, and the world.
Hillary, that is so profound. Relaunch now. It is up to us to have the courage to make the changes and take that first step. And your book certainly helps with that. Can you tell us more about what drives us, this internal trio, the heart, the head, and the higher self, and how can it be applied to enrich our lives?
The internal trio, as you just described, is really where it starts, the basis of people come and say, how can I just start with something right now? How can I leverage 3HQ? And here's the thing. When you think about what's happening today, and we are hardwired, as you of all people know, to get into the negative, and the media is hitting us, social media is hitting us to always be in fear. And when you think about fear, fear is something that hasn't even happened yet, but it's something in the future that we're worried about. And when you think about your beliefs, whether they're limiting or whether they're empowering, you have been running on autopilot with those beliefs since you were young, whether you like them or you don't like them. And so what I often say is the first thing is to get out of your head. Get out of your head with awareness that you're on autopilot, that your rocket is driving you independently of you. And so there has to be this point where it's like, you know what? I'm not where I wanted to be at this point in my relationships, in my business, within all the other areas, my health. And so you have a choice, and that's the best part. And we opened with purpose, and we always are trying to find the purpose. But the purpose is to start out with a choice to look at things differently, to understand, I call it in the book, the relaunch flip, that yes, the negatives are out there, but my gosh, today's world, there's also still a lot of positives. There's positives that are going on within your own ecosystem, within your own business. And can you sit here and identify the things that are really weighing you down, the things that are holding you back, and do a relaunch flip and try to understand if you were writing the script, how would you change that thought that is so negative, that is so debilitating, and flip it around? And I'm going to give you a great example. A week and a half ago, my dad passed away. He passed away on a Monday. And Thursday, I launched my book. And you talk about two massively different relaunches that occurred in a four-day period. And my first thought was, oh my gosh, my dad's going to miss the launch. He's been so instrumental of being there for me throughout the writing of the book. And now he's going to just miss it. And the like, oh my God, this is the saddest thing. This is so awful. This is like, really, should I cancel the book launch? Should I postpone because I'll be in a better mindset? And then I practiced what I preach. I went into, wait a second, you know, is that what my dad would have wanted? Is that going to help get the word out on relaunch, on being able to use the 3HQ if I postpone, if I don't actually lean into, this is what my dad would have wanted. This is why I did it. I did it to help people. I did it to give them that when you feel like you're sinking, it's that life raft. It's the beacon that you at least have like a guiding light. It's like you can't get to the North Star unless you can understand where that North Star is. And so I ended up doing a relaunch flip and I said, you know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to do this launch and I'm going to talk about 3HQ and I'm going to help people understand that even the toughest relaunches, and you mentioned at the beginning about the Silver Lined Relaunch, my podcast that's now called the Relaunch Podcast, and it talks about silver linings. And did you know that in the 125 interviews I've done to date, which all talk about people going through incredible relaunches, not one at the end of the interview when I ask, would you go back and change anything? Not one. And we're talking people that are zipped up in body bags, lost limbs, deaths, molestations, just like horrible things. Not one has said, I would go back and change it. Because they took the silver lining, they did the relaunch flip, and they realized that unbelievable relaunches are taking you to the next level of your journey, getting you closer to truly understanding that purpose. And I looked at my dad's passing that literally came 2 years after my mom's passing, which, by the way, the book has a lot of my mom in it. So here I'm sharing some of her stories. And then I get my dad. I'm like, God, you know, wow. But it ends up that it's a different way to look at things. The relaunch flip gives you hope to be able to lean into this new transition, this new next step, and say, you know what? It's not going to own me. I'm going to own it.
Hillary, I am so glad that you're speaking to this, and I am really sorry and give my condolences to you and your family about the loss of your father. But what's so amazing is that you remained motivated and you continue to walk the talk, right?
As you said, you know what? Motivation breeds motivation. So once I started, I'm like, I'm doing this. I'm going to get the word out on relaunch because I used it in one of my deepest, darkest hours. And I have seen it work.
And Hillary, it's almost like we're always relaunching because we never know what challenges we're going to face. And life is really about moving forward in a positive way, which is what you speak to as you talk about and coin the term relaunch.
Jean Marie, here's the thing. We are human beings, and we're always going to have things come into our world. There's going to be another one tomorrow, and there's great relaunches, and they're the ones that just feels like, oh, yet not another one. And these days, I have to say, more people are feeling like they're being hit with yet another relaunch, and how many more relaunches can I take? And that's why I was saying about, we've got three relaunches that are hitting us globally, your business, individually. This is a new, different world, and we have to be kind to ourselves. And you hear people on stages, the big gurus that get out there and they say, love yourself, love your life, love, 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 love. And I got to tell you, sometimes it's really tough to go from where I was, where the people I work with, they don't like themselves. They don't like their life. They don't like their job. They don't like the world. They don't like anything. And so to try to get people to go to love is very hard. I often say from where you are, the self-sabotage that sometimes it's even classified as hate, let's just move up to like. Mm. Then we can go to love. So like before love. How does that sound?
I love that because this requires a lot of self-reflection, and many people feel unworthy And they don't have that courage to dive deep within themselves, right? And then become more distracted with all of these outside forces. And what you indicated, people are really overwhelmed by all of these changes. There's so much confusion, uncertainty, and this deep conditioned fear that we have to really release. And your book speaks to releasing those limitations.
It really does. And I've got a degree in psychology. And as you mentioned about neuroscience, I've been studying it for over 10 years. And I took a concept called BUGS, beliefs underground surfacing. And these are those limiting beliefs, those space bugs that are between your ears that keep you holding yourself back from where you ultimately, again, thought you could be at this time. Let me tell you, it's not you. There are literally these bugs that are holding you back. And once you take them through, in the book I talk about belief blaster, 5 steps, you can eliminate, not willpower elimination, which doesn't work, but a process through neuroscience that it's simple. Yes, it takes into the 60s to get rid of it, 60 days plus. But once you do, it's like it opens up. Instead of being hell in the hallway, which I describe in the book, instead you're opening up doors of opportunity. And I think that when you look at it from that perspective, why wouldn't we want to get and eliminate our bugs, our beliefs underground surfacing, and create these new empowering bugs? And we always say that we have a queen bee, a queen bug. Like you mentioned about, I'm not good enough, I don't belong, I'm not lovable, I'm never going to be this, I'm too old, too young. There's all these limiting beliefs, and they all funnel down to your queen bee. The queen bug that's either about, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, it's about, I'm not going to be loved, or I'm not safe. And right now, if you think about it, all three, we might have 3 queen bees in our bonnet. We might have them. But it's time that we take back that we do have personal power. And how are you going to say, today is the day that I'm going to relaunch? Today is the day that I'm not willing to throw in the towel and say, this is just the way it is. And trust me, I've worked with so many people that it's like, it is what it is. My mom always said, it is what it is. So now what? Mm-hmm. And it's that small action step of saying, you know what? I'm not willing. Life is short. I work with so many people, especially with the pandemic, lost people, and life is short. So let's make sure that the next chapter is what you ultimately really want, so that when the book is done, when you close it, are you going to be in that place that says, you know what? I made the most out of it. I relaunched, and I'm in a really good place. That, to me, is when you can start to really think about your legacy. You can start to think about your impact. Let's just get the relaunch started.
Hillary, I just love your analogy. And it's so important for us to root out these faulty beliefs, to tease out what no longer works and open ourselves to what I consider our own well-being.
Root it out. That's the thing. Let's stop just covering the problems. Let's stop saying, you know what, I'll get through it. And trust me, and I do call it in the book, Hell in the Hallway. I was queen of closing doors. Just let's just shut that one behind. Divorce, let's shut it behind. A business venture that my board member ended up going to federal prison, let's just shut that down. Shut the doors. But the problem with bugs is they crawl underneath the door, they go through the keyhole, and it's like ants. Have you ever done this where you don't clean up the kitchen at night, you leave maybe that one cookie out or that, and you're like, oh, I see an ant, and you're like, you kind of get rid of that one ant, and then in the morning you have like these rows of ants, and you're like, I should have dealt with it last night.
What an analogy.
I kind of feel like that's where we are right now. Stop just closing those doors. Let's start to like, okay, I'm not saying you have to bust open every single one of the doors, but let's start with just cracking one open and saying, you know what? I can handle this. I know I can get through this.
And Hillary, you know, this pity party that many people have with themselves, as you talk about these life-changing experiences or transition points, whether it's moving to a new location, relationship change, job change, whatever, stop having that pity party with yourself, because it's really about growth experiences, right? Looking back and seeing, what can I learn from this? And as you indicated, which is what I really love, that life is short. We don't have the time to look back and have all of these regrets. What are your thoughts about that?
You're hitting on something that is so important. And whether it's culturally, whether it's individually, I call them, you know, in families, you have family relaunches that have happened and the impacts on hereditary relaunches throughout time. Today is such a perfect day to be talking because you look at Juneteenth and what that stood for and the people. And I've read so much in terms of the proudness of putting together Emancipation Park, the oldest park that's out there, was something that people wanted to acknowledge and celebrate the day as this emancipation, as the ending of slavery. And I have to say, this is where you have to go deep within yourself and say, again, it goes back to the relaunch flip. You have a choice to think about how this is going to impact your future, your kids, your family, and take it into your own hands of being able to say, I want this to now be something of growth for our family, of knowledge, of sharing this critical information, of being able to accept. How many people go back and they're like, oh my gosh, the divorce that basically ruined me. Oh my gosh, this happened. If you could do the positive about it, like, wow, here we are now. We celebrate where we are, and we acknowledge the people that have made it, your relatives that work so hard in their own relaunches to get to where we are right now, and then taking it from here and saying, I'm going to take this further. I'm going to keep going with this. They started it. But I'm going to keep the movement. I'm going to understand my impact. I'm going to understand the next relaunch that's going to be even more impactful for myself, for my family, for the world.
And Hillary, it's like building on the relaunches, right? And really finding your path forward and having more confidence and motivation and courage to make those steps. So one kind of plays on the other or reinforces the other. What are your thoughts about that?
100% is we can't close those doors anymore. It's time to understand once you start to open one of the doors, to try to open it and then shut it again really fast, like, oh, it was too scary to look in. In today's world, we no longer can do that. Doors are being opened. Your doors are being opened. Your family's doors are being opened. And so the importance is, as you said, it's a foundation. It's a culture. It's like now more than ever, when a relaunch starts to happen, when it starts to show its head to you, when it starts to like, you're like, uh-oh, there it is again. You're acknowledging that there are signs around you. Once you acknowledge that there are signs, you have to understand that you have a great gift. And I talk about it in the book, which is intuition. And so many of us push the intuition down. Like it's almost like, again, shutting that door. Because at some point, why do we not trust our intuition? We don't trust our intuition because maybe there was a time that you thought you were listening to your intuition, but you misread the situation. And so all of a sudden, you're like, I can't trust my intuition. Well, lean into the little teeny signs today, tomorrow, that, I feel that, right? I feel is in the heart. I know is in the head. I sense is that higher self. How are you tapping into your own intuition? And once you start to realize, like, hey, that limiting belief, that story that I have been kind of telling myself, living by, that's not my story. That's somebody else's story. And it's no longer serving me. I need to create what I believe are my own empowering beliefs, where I want to go in the future. And it doesn't matter about your parents and their limiting beliefs, your teachers and their limiting beliefs. It's taking today and saying, I'm not going to live by my limiting beliefs anymore. I'm going to be the creator of the ones, my beliefs that I really want to stand behind, that I really want to move into the future to help people. This was an old story. This was a passed on hereditary relaunch story, not doing it. I mean, I've interviewed people. I had this great woman, Dr. Erica, and she was in a concentration camp. And it was so wonderful because she sat there and she was telling the story about her life could have been literally over, could have been like she looked out a small window. She saw every day more bodies being stacked up. And she said, I'm not going to live by, I'm not going to let those people, those beliefs that they have, run my life from here forward. I'm going to take back what I want to believe. And it was a wonderful experience for me to hear her go through what the bugs and the belief blaster process is. She just wasn't calling it. She was doing something very similar. And now she's in her 80s and she's this empowering, wonderful, you know, there's no anger down deep. She's instead getting out there and spreading this, like, you know what? Don't let the past bring you to the point where you're caught up in the stories and the anger, but instead, how can you now impact the people that want to hear you, that want to stand behind you, that want to join arms with you in those incredible circles? And I often call it, instead of like-minded people, have like energy, the energy of making a change, of impacting other people, of having not just a one and done situation that comes up where like you're standing for it for a second, but then it disappears. It's like, take it. And as you said, root. It's a rooting process. You're planting a seed. And when you plant a seed, you don't go every month and kind of dig it up and say, let me see how that seed's doing. You let it go because you keep nourishing it. You keep giving it the fuel. You keep giving it the substance to make it become part of who you are, not just one and done, but continuously.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for sharing that empowering story. One question I'd like to go back to that you mentioned, and of course, as a neuropsychology coach, many people through generations have psychological wounds that are passed on from generation to generation. And as you talk about breaking through and releasing these self-limiting beliefs, what are your thoughts about these psychological wounds that are passed on from generation to generation? And we are waking up with all these new celebrations, as you mentioned, to really look at the past and relaunch.
Jean Marie, this is the crux of the whole thing, that generational wounds, the psychological wounds, we know that they are there. We know that people that have great trauma when they're carrying babies. And by the way, I read a terrific article on kids that the parents were affected by 9/11 in the womb and the trauma that comes from having that environment. And we're talking like the DNA. When you start to think about parents and people that were dealing with World War II, Great Depression, and how that directly impacts the money stories that people then share, they live by as they get older and older, and they don't even realize, like, why am I so afraid? Why do I feel like I have to work till my eyes bleed? Why do I feel like, you know, oh my gosh, you got to work hard in order to be truly successful? Well, it goes back to your generational, those psychological wounds that have taken place that are deep within the DNA, deep within the energy transfer from. So one of the things that I do that I want to mention really quickly is when I start to work with someone, I ask them, I say, okay, I want you to first and foremost go back and document your own relaunches. Your own relaunches, positive, negative, let's say you're in your 50s and you go 50, then you go decades, 40s, 30s, 20s, all the way down to as early as you can remember the relaunches. Maybe your parents got divorced when you were young. Maybe there was something significant that happened. And then I say, now, just like ancestral charts, let's talk about your parents. What did they go through? Any significant relaunches that they might have had? What about your grandparents? What about your cousins? What about anything that could be, because that's where we get them. We get these beliefs that we come in as a baby and everyone says, oh, you're a blank slate. But we're finding that that's not true. We're finding that studies are continuously showing. I go back to that 9/11, where those kids that were born when their mom was going through this terrible crisis, we know that there is impact on their cortisol level. And it's the exact opposite of what we would think. And the reason being is that there is something that was going on in utero that ended up affecting them. It continues forward. So once you start to analyze and you start to look at your relaunch tree and you really understand as far back as you can go, wow, my great-grandfather, it was a hit and run. My grandmother was standing there when she was 10 years old. Okay, how do you think that impacts her life going forward from her own security, safety? All these things. Then all of a sudden you can sit there, and I've done this with people where they're like, there's forgiveness. There's like, no wonder I am the way I am. But once you realize that, and the first step of the belief blaster is actually to just realize that you are where you are many times, not by choice, but by circumstance. And those circumstances were out of your circumstance. Like it was out of your choice to even have it. You were there. This impacted you. The trauma of a situation could have two different people standing there observing the same exact situation, and they both have a different level of trauma that happens. So once you can identify that, yeah, you have these, then you can give yourself a little of that compassion that we always talk about and understand that, all right, that's what got you where you are right now. That's where you are today. You now have an awareness. You realize that this has happened. Then you go into, where do you want this to now go? Is this something that you're just going to say, hey, this is the way I want it to be. I just want to live the way. Then that's your choice. But if you're one of those that right now is like, you know what? I'm not overly psyched where I am, or I want to get to that next level in my business. I want to get to the next level in my personal life. I want to get to the next level in my relationship. You can then say, all right, I'm now going to take ownership of this. I'm going to be accountable within myself. I'm going to be responsible 100% of the time for what I am now doing. And the greatest thing about being a human being is that we do have choice. We have choice. And people are like, I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. Yes, you do. You have a choice of how you have a choice. There's been a lot of misinformation out there that we have 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day that go through our head. Scientific data now shows that we have about 6,200 plus thoughts a day. It's still a ton of thoughts, but here's the thing. You actually can change your thoughts by doing the relaunch flip, by looking at every situation that you're going down the rabbit hole, that you're going down that funnel, and you can say, all right, I listened to Hillary. What would the opposite of this be? And that's when you take back, instead of being in fear, you become fearless. And once you can look fear in the eye, once you can say, you know what, that's how I've been handling this up to this point, but I'm no longer going to be doing it. I'm actually going to try the relaunch flip. Once you try it, I have seen, I want to say like hundreds, if not thousands of people try this for not even 7 days, but 5 days. I say, try it for the 5 days. Let's not even go that long. Once you start to be aware, it's almost like you're starting to create a habit that is very different than how we are programmed, how we are hardwired, and you're literally turning off your computer. You're turning it off. You're letting it pause for 30 to 2 minutes, however long you want to turn that off, and you're turning it back on, but this time you're turning it on with choice of which applications are you actually going to turn back on and which ones are you going to keep turned off.
Hillary, that's spectacular. Looking at the flip side of the problem, it gives us hope, and that's such great insight. And I must say that I really love this relaunch. It's such a positive and action-oriented concept, and it really helps us kind of gently look upon ourselves and circumstances and take responsibility.
100%. And here's the thing. I believe my dad always said, you know, the marketing term, I've always hated that, like viscerally, like it just affects me. And my dad would say, it's not the keep it simple, stupid. It's keep it simple, superstar. And it goes so nicely with you are the driver of your rocket. You're programming it in. you have your own North Star. Your North Star is not my North Star, and that's the best part. We're not all trying to go for the same types of relaunches. Everyone is going through something a little different, but here's the best part. It's a simple process to be able to say, today, the one thing I want to try to do is be aware, have that ability right now to realize that, all right, Hillary now has drilled it in that I've got these bugs, and I'm not going to let these space bugs between my ears, I'm not going to let them hold me back from actually living a life that I like. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it anymore.
Sure, that's fantastic. Paying attention and really starting with awareness.
Yeah.
So, Hillary, when did you start writing?
First off, that's a loaded question, girl, but I'm going to say, first, it was really fascinating because I had a fantastic call with a woman who was writing a book, and she was asking for authors to contribute a chapter. And I wrote that first chapter, and after I wrote it, I'm like, I have so much more to share. I'm like, this is not even beginning to tap this wealth of information that I really want to get out there to the world for relaunch. And so it was at that moment I decided, all right, I'm going to write this book. I've been thinking about it for years. There was always a good excuse. I do believe every single person has a book within them, but the fear, the lack of knowledge, the lack of like, oh my gosh, the idea, and trust me, I had bugs around writing books, and I had bugs around like, what will people think, and will they like it, and am I good enough, and I'm not good enough. I've never been able to really write in a way that, you know, I liked. And here's the thing, once I got started, and I even criticized myself because I sat in front of my computer and I had my fingers on the keyboard and I'm like, I can't think of anything to say. And somebody said, have you ever used an app called Otter? You could talk into it and it will record every word you're saying. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to transcribe everything. I don't have to sit in front of a computer anymore. And so I started to walk around. I was hiking. I mean, anywhere I went, I started to just record. And that helped me get this process of get out of my head, 3HQ, get into the heart that there's a reason that I need to bring this book forward. There's that reason. And I needed to realize that I was teaching a lot of this stuff, but I wasn't fully embracing it until I started to be like, oh my gosh, look at the 100 examples. And I have tons of examples in the book. And I started to realize, wow, I was doing it here. Even when I was younger, I was doing it here. And some of the stories are heart-wrenching. And some of the people that I've interviewed, it just makes you realize that you can 100% get through it. And I needed to share this with the world. So keep it simple, superstar. I kept hearing, you know, this comment like, Dad, simplify it, Hillary, simplify it. And I think I've been able to do that now with 3HQ, and we're putting it into workshops so that people can easily access this and start to live a life of 3HQ.
And Hillary, beginning with that first chapter, and look at where you are now.
Jean Marie, I have to say, it's been a long road, but my gosh, it's out there.
Yes, and writing is a great way to learn and discover more about yourself, and most importantly, really becoming more authentic with yourself.
It's definitely that realizing that, wow, I've been through a lot. You talk about the massive relaunches. I joked with one of my coaches. I said, well, I guess the good news is now I really realize that there's not many relaunches that I haven't been through. Yes, there's still some, and I'm not putting it out to the universe that I want those, but I've been through a lot. And I've had the ones I haven't necessarily been through in its entirety, I coach those people. And I always like the analogy that when you have a broken arm, you put a cast on and then it grows back. It gets back together. Well, when you have a broken heart, you have to be able to do the same thing. You have to allow for time. You have to allow for space. And I think too many of us right now, we have broken hearts. And it's been a very, very difficult, challenging time for each and every one of us. and to give yourself the ability to spark your heart again. That's why the title is so apropos, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life. Many of us are dull inside. Where's that fire in the belly? Where are the butterflies? And we've just numbed it. We've numbed it with alcohol. We've numbed it with being over busy, like doing, just keep doing, so that if you ever have to stop and pause, it might scare the heck out of you, right? What you're going to find. And so to start the journey, to say, you know what, it's time. You no longer can have the dullness, that stagnation, that feeling of like, I'm just stuck. I'm overwhelmed. And it's time. Imagine you're in a quicksand, right? And somebody gives you a small branch. It's like, I'm giving a small branch. And yeah, it's hard. Just pull yourself out of that quicksand. It takes some time and it takes some doing, but you initially just have to grab that branch.
Yes. And Hillary, there's so many people who have that interest and innate desire to write, yet inhibited by fear. And I thank you so much for sharing your challenges and strategies that helped you push forward and use your story, your gifts, your talents, and make your wisdom and knowledge accessible to the world.
Yes. Jean Marie, thank you. Wow, yes. It's been such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Yes, it's so empowering. What are your favorite tips that you like to share with listeners?
I think my favorite tip is this, and if I can just very quickly go through the belief blaster, because everybody will take one of the concepts and just run with it for you. The first step of getting rid of your bugs, the first one, your beliefs underground, is, again, just realize we all have them. We're human beings. Everybody has limiting beliefs that started somewhere outside of you. So just realize, like, start to pay attention of what's going on in your life, and when you have feelings that come up, like, why do I really not like this person when they come into the room? Or why does this just get me going? Like, ugh. So just start to be aware. Why, if you remember something, it just fires you up. Just start to realize that, yeah, we have these. Then once you have that, you start to be aware that, oh, wait, there's that again. And when you can start to realize and have awareness that things are repeating in you over and over, and you're seeing it in different ways, like, wow, I thought it was just this person, but I'm also seeing it here. And why do I have a really great month at work? And then the next month, it's really not. Why am I self-sabotaging things? What's going on? Realize you've got the bug. Realize that. So you've got realize awareness. And at this point, once you have that, you can release. You can be like, all right, I'm willing. I'm not saying you're going to be able to do it yet, but I'm willing to release this. I'm willing to not have my life be dictated by this limiting belief. Then you do step number four, which is the relaunch flip. You change it into the positive, and at that point, you begin to take the action. It is what it is, but now what? It's that action to retrain your brain and to start looking for the flip side of where is this not happening in your life. And that's the best way to just start. It's the simple, like, realize, awareness, release, relaunch, flip, and then it's that retraining your overall thought process.
Well, Hillary, these are very smart tips. And, you know, we're always facing ourselves. Wouldn't you agree? We can't run from ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. You can run, but you can't hide. It's those bugs and hell in the hallway.
Yes. And your personal anecdotes are real nuggets of wisdom, and I'm sure they will help listeners overcome their limitations. And it's indicated by your book, Spark Your Heart to Ignite Your Life, that deliberate call for action.
It is. It's all about relaunch. Just, you know, when you go and you look for what you're really searching for, I guarantee you it falls within relaunch.
Yes, it does. When you wrote your book, what do you hope readers would take away?
I would hope that there is always the hope of you could have a successful transition to transformation. It is possible. And in today's doomsday world, that relaunches are happening all around you that are truly positive. And to start with a process, to start with a simple step-by-step 3HQ, whether it's your business culture that you're trying to have a 3HQ culture, whether it's an individual lifestyle, it starts with 3HQ. It starts with getting out of your head, realizing it's time, giving yourself that 1 inch of that door being opened, and then it's tapping into your heart. It's realizing, yes, there's trauma there. Yeah, there. It's hard to go to love. Start with the like to love. And then tapping into that best version of yourself, because once you have your heart and your head working in unison, you now have the ability to access something that is deep within us, that is there all the time, that is the biggest gift that we all have been given, which is the direct access to source, which is whatever you think it to be, energy. And that energy, when you can level up your energy, energy attracts same energy. So when you're down in the dumps, don't be surprised that you're attracting things that are continuing to show you that you're down in the dumps. And as you can level up, even with the simplest, like I've seen people go from that shame and blame of a level of energy of about 20 to 30 on the energy scale, and they go up to even that, like being, okay, I'm going to make change. Just that levels you up. Just that gives you more energy, which means you're now attracting the ability to allow for change. It's an incredible process, but really what this book is doing, what Relaunch is doing, is saying it's okay to be where you are, but it's not okay to stay there because there's more for you in life. So relaunch now.
Hillary, that is fantastic. I love that you mentioned hope, because so many people are immersed in fear, self-doubt, and trauma. They're in the rabbit hole and can't find their way out. And your book really speaks to that, to become more aware and lead with our heart. And those practical and applicable strategies are just so inspirational and empowering.
Jean Marie, thank you. And I appreciate people like you that take in the idea and the message and realize that you can't live by fear. You can't, because once you allow for that, fear is going to come back to you. That will be what you bring into your life. And instead, think about one way through a relaunch that you could turn with a relaunch flip into being fearless and just looking at the opposite, looking at the opposite side of what you're so in fear with. And there was a great study done that 85% of people that are in deep fear, deep worry, 85% of what they thought that they're in fear of never actually happens, never happened. And the 15% that it actually, you know, oh gosh, it did happen, 97% said, you know what, it wasn't nearly as impactful because they analyzed it, they looked at it, and that's where you take back that position of being in fear and you say, you know what, all right. A lot of times I sit there and say, okay, this is what's going on in your life. Let's talk about, is the absolute worst thing that could happen in this scenario? And it goes back to the 125 plus interviews I've done. Well, the worst of the worst happened to a majority of the people I've interviewed. And again, they look back and they say, I am where I am in life because life gave me these and I created my future. I didn't let it completely bury me. I didn't let it take me down. I chose that wonderful, wonderful gift that we, as I said, of human beings, that we have the ability to choose. It's our time right now. We're being given this huge opportunity to choose how you're going to show up, how you're going to show up in, you know, our culture, in the society, in the world today. And are you going to show up with limiting beliefs that were created by people that had nothing to do with who you are? Or are you going to create the ones that are truly empowering and make a difference and actually impact the world going forward?
That's perfect insight. And it brings me to the question, what impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
Well, people are reading it individually and businesses are embracing it and bringing it in as a 3HQ culture. So the impact that I really want is, first and foremost, 3HQ, your life. Like IQ and EQ made such a huge impact, but they were in silo. You now have a framework that, if we live by, will 100% impact not only yourself, the people around you, the businesses that you're involved in, and the world that we live in. Let's all start to think about how we can get out of our head, get into our heart, tap into the best version of ourselves. So many of us are living as the worst version. Let's really look at how can we, there's a fabulous concept about the circle of eight, the power of eight, and the energy that we can put out there as a community, as a group of people, as a world. And it's up to us to say that, you know what, I'm going to 3HQ myself right now so that I can then impact more people.
Hillary, that's wonderful. 3HQ your life and create the change and transformation you desire. That's spectacular. And your book provides the everyday wisdom with those essential tools and interactive techniques that's so much needed in the world today.
I have to tell you, you are terrific at bringing out in terms of like, hey, what's the importance? What's the significance? And it is like you have a choice right now before you even get off of this conversation, this interview that you're hearing. You have the choice to say, you know what? I'm going to take that first step. And that first step might be get the book. The first step could be that you're going to start to be like, I'm going to look at these bugs and I'm going to become the exterminator of my own beliefs.
Hillary, that's very encouraging. How can listeners connect with you? Do you have a link? And I'd like for you to maybe talk about this relaunch podcast and your relaunch show on Voice America.
Oh, it's so fantastic because there's different ways. You can right now text. If you're a big texter, you could text 55444. Text 55444 and put the word relaunch in. And that is the greatest way to start to get into our ecosystem of relaunching. If you are a lover of interviews and hearing people's stories and hearing that dose of inspiration that, oh my God, that happened to them, I can get through my stuff now, you could head over to the Relaunch Podcast. And then I also have a show that is every Thursday live on Voice America, and it's called The Relaunch, and you can stream that live as well. The best way is to give yourself the ability to commit to this being the year of you. This is the year of you. When have you ever like declared, my gosh, this is going to be the year of me? It's always been the year of others. It's always been the year of mom. It's been the year of dad. It's been the year of like family, kids, blah, blah, work. Make it the year of you, which means you got to start somewhere. And relaunch is that initial step. So the more you embrace, the more you listen, the more you get involved, you hear these things. Remember, what you put through those ears is the fuel, is the fertilizer of what is going to come out of you tomorrow. So keep that in mind when you're listening to things, how important it is to be setting the stage of what you really want to be in the top performance of your life, which is your life. You are the star of your life. This is your opportunity to shine.
It's your life. Live it. Relaunch and see your life change. That is so
empowering. It's true.
Well, thank you, Hillary, for being here. Your book undoubtedly will make an impact in the world. We're grateful for your time and sharing your wisdom.
Hey, Maria, it's been such a pleasure.
And for those who would like to learn more about Expert Insight, best-selling books, award-winning magazine, global broadcasts, and communities, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. Have a wonderful week.